In our recent limud of Sefer Menorat Maor, we came into a very serious halachic question. The Menorat Maor was teaching us about the Isur of Lo Te'onenu. Lo Te'onenu, which is Isur from the Torah, there's two ways to learn that Isur. One way means that you shouldn't go after times, which means a person shouldn't say that astrologically this time is more auspicious than another time, and this is a good moment to start a business or to go on a trip. A person shouldn't use stars and those type of moments to predict good fortune or bad fortune. People would say Friday the 13th is a bad luck day, things like that. That has no basis. That's called Lo To'anenu. Lo To'anenu comes from the word Ona. Ona is time. Don't go after the times. But there's another way of learning it, and that the word Te'anenu comes from the Lashon Ayin. Don't go after the eyes. Which means there's an Isur over here to make and do magic. Because magic also is a deception to the eyes. There's different opinions exactly what constitutes the Isur of making magic. There are some opinions that learn that magic is only Asur if you're using witchcraft, where you're actually, you know, summoning demons and things like that, which clearly would be problematic. Other opinions say that no, making magic is only assured by a magical illusion, which means you didn't actually change the item, it's just an illusion. But the opinion of Harambam is different. The opinion of Harambam is that even swiftness of hand, like the magicians that we have today, most of the magicians we know are not using demons and witchcraft and, you know, turning things into other things via illusion. They're using the swiftness of their hand really not to do anything, but just they are very experienced, they have a talent, they move their hands very quickly so they could make an illusion that they're taking a rabbit out of a hat, or that they throw a ring up, like the Rambam says, and they take it out of the guy's mouth. The Rambam gives examples like that in the Pirusha Mishnah, where he says, and I'm quoting, it's from the Gemara Sanhedrin, and it's actually the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, in Mitzvot Lo Ta'aseh Lamed Bet, Me'onen Ze Ha'ochez Et Ha'inayim She'oseh Inyanim Matmihim Al Yedet Tahpula Im Zirizut VeKalut HaTenu'ah. Quickness of hand. Kimo she'anu ru'im she'lokhim hever, they take a rope, ונותים אותו בכנף בגדיהם, and they put it on the corner of their garment, ומוציאים משם נחש, or they take a snake out of their shirt. או שישליחו טבעת לאוויר, they throw the ring in the air, ויוציאו מפיו של אדם מן הקהל, or they take it out of somebody's mouth, העומד שם. וחייב מלכות. Harambam says that's already guilty of Torah punishment, Malkut. And then he codifies it in the Yad HaZakah, in Perik Yud Aleph, Melchot Avodat Akum, Halakhat Tet, Sha'ochezet Ha'inayim, Shelo Al Yedei Kishuf. He didn't use black magic. Ela Al Yedei Zirizut V'Kalut HaTenu'a, B'Yadav, Lokeh Min HaTorah. Mishum She'ne'emar, Lo Te'onenu. So Harambam clearly holds that magic with swiftness of hand is assuming a Torah Hayav Malkut. Clearly that would not be then the preferred profession of a Jewish man to become a professional magician. Furthermore, Hakam Vayyad discusses this in two places. He discusses it in Yehavedaat Chelek Gimel Siman Samechet, and he also discusses it in Yabia Omer Chelek He. In both places, Hakam Avadya says that even for Simchat Hatan VeKala, one would not be allowed to bring a magician because he's not allowed to do magic. So just because you have a wedding to make the Hatan Kala happy, you can't make Yisuf in the Torah. That's clear. Even goes so far to say, it could be the people that are there also are also involved in an Avera because they're motivating him. You know, they're clapping and they're excited from him, so they're Misayaya. They're helping him. The one that hired him is Oved Lefnei Iver. It's the regular Yisuf of the Torah. HaKavod Yad does write that there'd be a difference if the magician was a goy. He's lenient. If the magician is a goy, he knows that they're not obligated on this Isur, and therefore there's no problem to hire him, there's no problem if they make the magic, there's no problem to watch the magic. Again, we're talking about swiftness of hand. This is the way he rules. The question, and the Chaye Adam has the same thing. The Chaye Adam clearly writes that it is a problem to hire these magicians, and it's forbidden for them to perform. Then the question is going to be, so what do we do? So there's a Rav Moshe Feinstein on this, exactly. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a teshuvah in Igrot Moshe. I'll give you the address of the teshuvah, so you can check it up yourselves. It's in Igrot Moshe Yedideah Chelek Dalid, teshuvah number Yud Gimal. So he wants to say that he has a hard time understanding why swiftness of hand should be asur. He says, what? People have a talent that they're able to do things that look wondrous. He says, Naftali was very quick. He was able to run from Israel all the way back to Egypt. And he came back in a minute, or whatever. It's a wondrous thing. It's not magic. He had a talent. Shimshon had unbelievable strength. Kishuf? No, he was gifted. So you can't understand if a person has an ability to do things like that, then why would that be asud? Unless he says maybe the magician is telling the people, oh, this is magic, I have magical powers. So according to Rav Moshe, he held, but I point that hesitantly, he held that if the magician would make an announcement before the show, Rabotai, I have no powers, this is not magic, I'm a regular guy, it's just my hands are quick, I'm a gift, but it's not any kohot, no energy, no nothing, then Rav Moshe wants to say he would be lenient. He says, although he was never asked this question, but if they would ask him, he would, and he had no choice, and he has to answer it, he would give them this heter. The truth is, Rav Moshe in Yabia Omer, in the Teshuvah, brings down the Shita, that says if the magician would announce it, that he's not doing magic, and it's all talent, man-made, synthetic, so then it'll be okay. But one thing is for sure, to hire a magician without the announcement, or for the magician to get up and say, or for the guy to, you know, to announce him, the powerful and wondrous, and all these type of words that the magician uses to give an impression as if he has, you know, certain spiritual powers, clearly that's asur. And therefore one has to be concerned when he hires magicians. A lot of times they bring magicians for the parties, for the kids, or they bring magicians for weddings or different functions. Those that are doing it, if they can get a goy, in this case it's probably better to get around all the problems, like with leniency of Acham of Ajah. But if it's a Jew, so then it has to be done at least with this contingency of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Alav Shalom, that there's an announcement made in the beginning that it's not being done through magic at all.